Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our special guest is Carol Matriciana, who's been studying the influence of the occult on the Christian church for many years. You must understand that there is an elite that rules the world, but they're energized from the dark side. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on really begins to make sense. I mean, why would we be funding both the Israelis and the Palestine Liberation Movement, the PLA? Why are we selling certainly sophisticated military hardware to Saudi Arabia and Syria and other countries that will eventually use it against Israel and the United States? Why did we do everything we could to arm Adolf Hitler before the Second World War in preparation for the war, just as we're doing everything we can to arm Communist China and Communist Russia in preparation for the coming war? You must understand that no rational individual would certainly want war and the horrors that the coming war would bring, a nuclear exchange which will decimate many of our cities and destroy countless millions of our people. No rational person would do that, but we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who are energized from the dark side, and those forces have actually infiltrated our churches as well, because the Christian church should be the bulwark against what's going on today, and unfortunately it's not. Our ministries have been and ministers have been neutralized because the dark side has infiltrated the seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and simply changed the message and the music of our churches. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on today begins to make sense, because we're not involved in a political battle or a cultural battle or an ideological battle or a financial or educational battle. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is truly a spiritual battle, and one of the people on the front lines of that battle is our special guest this morning, our special friend Carol Matriciana. Carol, thank you so very much for being with us. Carol, are you there? So we are going to have open lines this morning. Our regularly scheduled guest, Carol Matriciana, is not with us. Our telephone number then is 1-970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And certainly, as you begin looking and seeing what's happened today, you realize that we're having financial problems. Of course, we've been telling you for years that they were planning on destroying the value of our currency. They were planning on totally disrupting the economy of our nation and the world. I mean, if you look and see what's happening, I mean, you're told that we have a national debt of over $9 trillion today. I mean, $1 trillion is almost too much to imagine. We owe $9 trillion, but that really isn't true. You see, part of that is the money that we've already stolen from Medicare and Social Security that should be there as a fund for the security of our elderly citizens, because we promised to give them Social Security. We promised to give them health care once they reach 65. But if you actually look and see what we have promised, in other words, we promised all these social benefits of the Medicare drug care program and Medicare and Social Security. And if you look down the road to the unfunded liabilities that our government has, it's not $9 trillion. It's closer to $60 to $70 trillion. And David Walker, who was the I believe the official title was something, so Inspector General of the GAO, the General Accounting Administrative Office, which looked after the funds here in the United States. David Walker, you know, went all across America trying to get out the message that there is no way we could ever pay off all the money we've obliged to do. General Motors has obligations. They have promised that they would pay the retirement and health care benefits to their retirees. They put out several $100 billion to get the automotive unions to take control or take responsibility for that. Several $100 billion. That was just for a relatively small number of automotive employees, and probably a couple of 100,000. We have in the United States a potential for over 300 million people, who, all of whom we promised when they turn to be a specific age, why we will provide for them for the rest of their lives, and there's no way that it's possible to do it. There is not 60 or 70 trillion dollars in the world today. So how do you get out of your obligation? Why, you simply have a war, and of course you then destroy the value of the currency, and then you don't have to worry about it. You get out of your debt by inflation. And by inflation, why, you can pay the people the money you promised them, $1,000, $1,500 a month, but it won't buy a loaf of bread. They know what they're doing. They're moving us towards war. Suddenly we find Putin, who, you know, is the ruler of Russia. He came from the KGB. He was the leader of the FSB, which is, of course, the current name that they give to the KGB. But there's always been people from this secret government in Russia, the KGB, who worked very closely with the people from the secret government here in the United States, many of them affiliated with the CIA. Did you know, for instance, that one of our recent presidents came from the CIA? His name was George Herbert Walker Bush. His son today is the president of the United States. Well, the CIA, of course, is simply one of the manifestations of the dark side of our government. Certainly the NSA, the National Security Agency, is far more powerful and has far more money, and it operates totally secretly. Even many members of our Congress have no idea. Many members of our Senate have no idea what the NSA is, what it does, or how it operates in our society and throughout the world, collecting certainly all of the telephone calls and all of the faxes and all of the emails from everywhere in the world to its listening centers. And I was just reading an article written by a member of the European Parliament, you know, noting exactly what Echelon is doing. But the average American doesn't understand NSA. It doesn't understand the secret government that really runs the world today. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call or just this year, and we'd love to talk to you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hello? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and being short of a caller, regular scheduled guest this morning, our telephone number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and of course, for years, the establishment has been planning on how they were going to destroy the economy of this nation. Why would anybody want to destroy our economy? Why would people of great wealth in this country want to destroy our economy? Very simply, they believe in the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And of course, you will find that phrase used in the Earth Charter, which was actually put together by that great American patriot, Mikhail Gorbachev, former dictator of Russia. But of course, when he puts on a meeting here in the United States, all of the leaders are there, including George Herbert Walker Bush and George Shultz and James Baker III. And if you want to see the who attended Gorbachev's meeting back in 1995 at the State of the World Forum, why, we have those lists, and all of the leaders of the world were there to pay homage to that great international leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is personally deeply involved in the occult. And when you understand that so are the leaders of the Western world, then you can understand why they would all pay homage to Mikhail Gorbachev. Well, anyway, Mikhail Gorbachev, Maurice Strong is a multi-billionaire affiliated with the Rockefellers, and certainly Stephen Rockefeller, who is the son of Nelson Rockefeller. They actually compiled the Earth Charter, and you can get it off the Internet. And it is the, as they say, the new Ten Commandments for the world. We don't need those old Ten Commandments by the God of the Bible. We've come up with the new Ten Commandments. They don't tell us for their God, but they put it in the Ark of Hope, which is the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And you can find this on the Internet. Go up and type in, Google in Earth Charter, and of course, you have to understand that they sometimes make it very difficult to find things, but Earth Charter, Ark of Hope, and you can pull down the Earth Charter. If you can't get it, we'll be glad to send you a copy. But point NA is equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States, the richest nation in the world, and the rest of the world? Why, very simply, you transfer our wealth to other nations, and you impoverish our people, and then you can enslave them. And that's exactly what they're doing. Why do you think that they're transferring our manufacturing to China and to Indonesia and to Mexico and places all throughout the world? Why are our factories leaving America? It's all part of the plan, but we can't let you common people out there understand what's going on, because the elite have a different agenda, because they have no loyalty to America. They have the loyalty to this internationalist dream of a new world order, a new world religion, and enthroning a new world leader. It's been the objective of the secret societies and the mystery religions for 5,000 years, going back to the time of Plato, pardon me, time of Nimrod in Babylon, and it is the plan today. Our number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you read Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, it's a good book, it's well worthwhile reading, and it gives you some insight into what's going on today. The responsibility of the head chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and certainly Alan Greenspan quotes William McChesney Martin, who was the head of the Federal Reserve Board back in the 50s, is saying, you know, the purpose of the Federal Reserve Board is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. In other words, if you can create money out of nothing and flood the economy with it, why, then you can create prosperity. But if you let that continue, you destroy the currency. You destroy the value of the currency. You destroy the society. And so you've got to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Well, what Alan Greenspan did is he didn't take away the punch bowl. He spiked the punch bowl and kept filling it up again. And, of course, during that period between 1971 and the year 2005, and you'll find this in my newsletters, which simply quoting Congressman Ron Paul's interviews with Gorbachev over a period of a number, pardon me, I should say with Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, over a number of years, Ron Paul pointed out that they had increased the money in circulation in the United States 12-fold and increased the debt that our government has 19-fold in that period between 1971 and 2005. And Ron Paul is asking Alan Greenspan how long this can continue. Well, of course, until they collapse our currency. Alan Greenspan wouldn't say that, but in his book, The Age of Turbulence, he did make this statement. And he quoted Lenin as saying, the best way to destroy a society or a capitalist society was to debauch its currency. And not one person in a million would understand what's happening. Not one person in a million would understand what's happening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are listening this morning. I hope you are those people who do understand what is happening because they are intentionally debauching the value of our currency. Lenin was part of this whole world intellectual elite aimed at the New World Order. And if you were to go to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, and I've been there on a number of occasions, and you were to go past the armed guards at the front entrance and then into the library, which is a beautiful library, beautiful librarian's desk, and right next to the librarian's desk, before you go into the inner sanctum of the library there, is a small little stand. And it has a light in it. It has a glass cover. It has a light in it. And there you can see the copy of Foreign Affairs magazine, the official theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, the one that Vladimir Lenin read. And, of course, that's one of the CFR's most precious possessions, is the copy of Foreign Affairs that Lenin read. And I mean, it is really such an amazing thing to stand there and look down to the glass at that copy of Foreign Affairs that they preserved. Why? Because they all work from the same point of view. When you go through the records of the CFR, you find that all of the communist leaders come there to talk. And, of course, we send our leaders over there. Their leaders come here because we've always worked with the communists, the best enemies money could buy. And if you haven't read the book by Professor Sutton or seen my DVD interview with Professor Sutton, it's available from Radio Liberty, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We financed Russia from its inception. We're financed Russia today. And if you haven't seen our little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, the term was coined by Solzhenitsyn from a speech he gave in 1975 that has been totally suppressed here in the United States. We can't let the American people know that we're creating the enemy. After all, we have that enemy. That's why we have to spend all the money on the military. That's why we have to have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world today. That's why we have to have over 700 foreign military bases throughout the world, because we have the wicked communists that, well, no, are they our friends? Well, they were our friends. Maybe that was last month, but now they are potential enemies here. And you have to understand we're being constantly manipulated. I mean, the Chinese communists, we're doing everything we can to build them up militarily. We have military exchanges. We bring them into our factories. We give them our most treasured secrets on how to MIRV their intercontinental ballistic missiles so that they can arm their missiles at the United States. So when the war comes, why, death will rain down out of the skies on the American cities, but you have to understand that there's a biblical background to that, because we're told in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that the time will come when, of course, there will be fire from the sky that will fall on the islands to the west, and, of course, the flesh will melt from their bodies. And ladies and gentlemen, we have wicked people who are planning on plunging us into a war with the best enemies money could buy. You really need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which gives you at least some inkling of how, from the very inception of the communist movement back in 1918, it was Americans who were financing it, and, of course, English people as well, because the Anglo-American alliance, which is really what this is all about, the alliance between the elite of England and the elite of the United States to bring about this new world order. And, of course, in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we simply quote from a former Secretary of the Navy, John Layman, who talks, you know, about how, you know, how he actually gave a talk to the graduates of Annapolis, so near the people who are graduating from the military academy, Naval Military Academy, and John Layman is telling them, you know, within just a few months, you are going to be at sea as ensigns in the United States Navy. And looking across a short distance, you'll see the finest technology, the finest equipment that Americans could design. The only trouble is it's going to be on Soviet ships. And, of course, then there's a quotation from Senator Armstrong, who I had the privilege of meeting some years ago, when Senator Armstrong, when he was in the United States Senate, a good conservative, pointing out that how we are funding the communists, and then because we're funding the communists and they have a powerful military, then we have to give our money to the government so we can have a powerful military to counter the wicked communists who we have created. Understand, communism is wicked. It is evil. The communists in Russia killed over 60 million Americans, up to 60 million of their own people, including thousands, tens of thousands of American soldiers were abandoned at the end of the Second World War, and they brought American soldiers who were captured in the Korean War and the Vietnam War to Moscow to be experimented on with terrible, horrible experiments. And John McCain covered for all of this when he was on a Senate committee back in 1991, 1992, looking into the background what happened to the American POWs, just as Senator John Kerry covered, so that the information could never reach the American people. But we have this in a Senate report. It's available for Radio Liberty on the fate of the POWs after the First World War, when we abandoned American soldiers to die in Siberia, and after the Second World War, where over 20,000 American soldiers were abandoned by President Eisenhower, and certainly after the Korean War, where 8,000 American soldiers were abandoned, and after Vietnam, where certainly several thousand were abandoned. They were not all soldiers. Many of them, of course, had been working for the American government, trusting the American government. They were working in layoffs for the CIA. And they were abandoned, and they never have returned, and they never will return, as long as the wicked people control Washington, D.C., and control the media, and the American people don't understand that this idea that we never leave a soldier behind, that's for the public. That's what you're supposed to believe. But it's not that the military would abandon our soldiers. The military is made up in large part of courageous and loyal, patriotic people. But it is the people who control the invisible government, who come from the Council on Foreign Relations, and Skull and Bones, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission. And it is those people who rise to the highest levels in our military, and who betray our military people, and authorize torture and horrors that are on innocent people. The majority of the people at Guantanamo have subsequently been released after being tortured. Why would you release them after being tortured? Well, very simply, they were innocent. And we're torturing innocent people, and this is being accepted by the American government. It is being accepted by the American people because of the television programs that tell them, you know, that, oh, my goodness, you know, if we don't get the secrets out of these wicked terrorists, why, they could be planting bombs here in America. We have to be able to torture people to save American lives, and torture doesn't work. Talk to the people who involved in interrogation. You get far more by talking to people than you ever get by torture, because you torture them, they'll lie, they'll say anything. And they can do it to the...
thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we've been sort of rambling this morning because we didn't have an organized program, but the message I want to get to you is they are intentionally destroying our economy, destroying the value of our currency. Their goal is to impoverish the American people and to create that situation of equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, why, go to your internet, Google in Earth Charter, pull down a copy, read it and study it. They're replacing the old spirituality, the belief in Jesus Christ here in America, with a new spirituality. And believe me, of course, what they are not going to tell you, but that is worship of Lucifer. Well, fortunately we have with us now Carol Matriciana, who thought the program was in half an hour from now, not now, but Carol, it's so good to have you with us for the last half of our program this morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you, as usual. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. Carol, of course, was raised in India, understands the occult, was involved in this as a youth, and now, of course, is on the front lines of the battle to expose what is really going on in the dark forces, not imaginary, not make-believe, not something out of television, but the very real, dark, and sinister spheres of forces that have infiltrated our churches and permeated our society. You pick up the story there, Carol.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think one of the ways that this new spirituality is speeding up, of course, there's two ways, I should really say. It's happening in the church, which is what Jesus warned, that there would be many in the last days, that the huge spiritual deception would be a spiritual deception. And in order for it to be a spiritual deception, it's going to be like Jesus. People are going to be saying that Jesus can be within you, you can find Jesus, and et cetera, et cetera. And we can see this no better than with Oprah Winfrey's radio show that she started on January the 1st. She is involved in a show with Eckhart Tolle in a book called The New Earth, is one of the things that she's involved in, and also with Marianne Williamson, who is perpetuating a course in miracles. And this New Age leader, Marianne Williamson, got the year started off with Oprah and friends, and she is teaching the New Age principles in A Course of Miracles. Now, this Course of Miracles was dictated to her by somebody that impersonated, supposedly, was Jesus Christ.
Now, the thing you're talking about, this channeled,
Jesus,
this is channeled writing,
is a New Age Jesus. It bears totally no resemblance to the Jesus found in the Bible, but this is the Jesus that gave Marianne Williamson the Course of Miracles, which Oprah has now been promoting every day in inspirational snippets. She has an hour each weekday for an hour. It's completely devoted to teaching this Course on Miracles, which she says, Oprah says, is going to change your worldview.
Well,
in fact, Marianne Williamson says that this Course of Miracles, which was dictated to Helen Schumann from an inner voice claiming to be Jesus, and this Williamson describes how the Schumann got this voice saying that, you know, we've got to bring in the new consciousness. But the most amazing thing is that actually this Marianne Williamson's book, actually she says that it is dismantling a thought system based on fear. Now, of course, her thought system based on fear is anything to do with the Bible. They consider that we as Christians are involved in this thought, in the worldview of the Bible through fear. And the new Course of Miracles is a thought system based on love, they say, a thought system that is nothing short of New Age teaching, which is going to bring in global consciousness and global Christ consciousness. And people would say, now, one minute, how can Oprah do this? Because Oprah was raised a Baptist. Yes, but this Baptist gal is not promoting the Jesus of the Bible. In fact, she says that when she was about 27 or 28 years old, and this is Oprah from her own testimony, says that she went to church, as she always did, to her Baptist church, and she was always caught up in the rapture of her pastor's teaching. But one day when she was 27 years old, her pastor said that God was a jealous God. And Oprah said that she considers God to be God is love. God is omnipresent. God can't possibly be jealous. And so she questioned her preacher saying that God is jealous. And she said, why would God be jealous of me? And something about that, says Oprah, didn't feel right in my spirit, because I believe that God is love and that God is in all things. So that's when the search for something more than doctrine stirred in me. So this gal, Oprah, is weaving away from doctrine because it didn't feel right, and she says that God is in all things, and this is the basis of the emergent church, the new teaching within the church, that it's based on experience, not doctrine, because doctrine divides. So Oprah then continued in her journey, and she now understands what she believes is that Jesus came to show us Christ consciousness, she says. Jesus came to show us the way of the heart, to show us higher consciousness that we're all talking about. Jesus came to say, look, I came to live in the human body, and I'm going to show you how it's done. So she believes that Christ is in us all, that we are all, in essence, little gods, and this new spirituality is being taught in every hour, every day of the week, for an hour, in her show. And it's reaching millions, and this course is completely opposed to biblical Christianity and biblical teachings of Jesus, and in fact, what Jesus came for. This course doesn't even believe in sin, doesn't believe that Jesus is the God of the Bible, and it's amazing. It calls itself a new revelation, and as I said, this Jesus started channeling itself in 1965 through this university professor, and then Marianne Williamson took this and promoted it in from A Course in Miracles to her book, and she's now become this incredible teacher on Oprah's show. And this New Age Christ, Dr. Stan, what's amazing on this New Age Christ is, and that this is the Christ that's being taught in The Course of Miracles, this New Age Christ doesn't say there is sin. There is no sin. It says that a slain Christ has no meaning. It says the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. It says do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. It says the name of Jesus as such is but a symbol. It is a symbol that is safely used as a replacement for the many names of all the gods to which you say. The Course in Miracles also teaches that God is in everything I see. It also teaches that the recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. This is a New Age message that has been going out for years now. The oneness, it says, the oneness of the Creator and the creation is your wholeness, your sanity, your limitless power. And the last thing I'm going to say that it says is that the atonement is the final lesson that man needs to learn. It teaches him that nothing, never having sinned, has no need for salvation.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here on the Feeding Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Well,
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana. Carol, go right ahead, because I think what you're saying is so important. People don't understand that Oprah Winfrey, one of the most wealthy women in the world, of course, her goal is to turn people against Christianity and involve them in this this new religion, which was channeled to Marianne Williamson, or at least the people that she got her material from. These are demonic spirits that are channeling this information that is being followed now by millions of people, many of them in the Christian church. Go right ahead.
Well, I think what is so amazing, Dr. Stan, you may remember, my gosh, over two decades ago, I made the movie Gods of the New Age and wrote the book of the same title, which, by the way, is going to be republished in a couple of months here.
Well, let us know, and we'll be glad to carry it. We think it was such an important book.
Well, thank you. But the point of Gods of the New Age was to show that New Age thinking, which is rooted in Eastern mysticism, rooted in esoteric, mystical thoughts, and, of course, completely anti-Jesus Christ of the Bible, the biblical concept of Jesus, Jesus' work, and the position of the state that man is in. This New Age movement started coming through the gurus in the 60s, through yoga, through many of the God men that were promoting Eastern meditation, and the thought that we are gods, because that's what Eastern mysticism teaches, that if we can just, through yoga and meditation, go within ourselves and awaken the divine spark, we will realize that we ourselves are divinity. So that was a concept very clearly, an Eastern mystical view that came from the East through the Godmen, but the movie and the book, Gods of the New Age, was warning that certain Christian or certain leaders that were calling themselves Christians were also promoting this idea, this anti-biblical worldview. And one of the leaders of the time was Robert Schuller. And he would say that he would be promoting positive thinking, the gospel of Norman Vincent Peale. And the idea of positive thinking and that you have got God within you and goodness within you is not a biblical idea, because Jeremiah 17 says that our hearts are deceptively wicked and there's no good thing within us. Well, amazingly, just over, that was two decades ago, we were warning, be careful, be careful. It's on the fringes of Christianity. But here now we have this idea is right in the church today through the emergent church, through many leaders that are teaching in the emergent church a different doctrine, a different gospel. And clearly, Oprah Winfrey, who claims that she was raised as a Baptist, is promoting on her show and has been an extremely huge instrument for the New Age consciousness movement. She has brought in this book, she enthusiastically endorsed Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love, in which Marianne Williamson had reflections on the principle of A Course in Miracles. Now, this Course in Miracles became a top New York bestseller, and Oprah told her television audience that she had bought about 1,000 of these books, and she would be handing them out to everybody in her studio audience. So she pushed this New York Times bestseller and pushed Marianne Williamson, and the idea of A Course in Miracles has now, as of January 2008, has become an inspirational daily devotional reading radio program, if you will, that Oprah and Marianne Williamson are promoting for 365 days. This inspirational Course in Miracles is going to be discussed, and they want people in the audience, their listeners, to come in and talk to them and give them questions and conversation. But the incredible thing is that this Course of Miracles was dictated to Helen Schumann by this inner voice calling itself Jesus and told to write all these things down, and every single thing in this inner voice is an opposite to what the Bible teaches. But why would Oprah be doing this, and why would Marianne Williamson be involved in this? Because for the last 20 years, Oprah Winfrey has been an advocate, a champion for New Ageism and New Age thought. And her guest, Marianne Williamson, is a co-founder of the American Renaissance Alliance. The co-founder, she and another author called Neil Donald Welsh, he wrote a book called Conversations with God. Again, an inner voice. God himself dictated information, as Neil Donald Welsh says. Of course, it's not the God of the Bible, but this inner God, this voice, gave Neil Donald Welsh information. And so here we have these two people, Marianne Williamson and Neil Donald Welsh, both co-founders of the American Renaissance Alliance, which actually renamed, became another name, Global Renaissance Alliance, and then changed its name in 2005 to the Peace Alliance. And this Peace Alliance seeks to usher in an era of global peace, founded on New Age principles, which, of course, we talked about in Gods of the New Age, the very same ushering in of new spirituality, a new idea which is anti-God, anti-the-Bible. And, of course, what is it all doing? It's setting up the person that is going to, the world is going to look at. The world will be so deluded and so deceived that they're going to believe that Jesus, the Messiah, the biblical Messiah, has come, but, of course, it's going to be the Antichrist. And we are being set up, we are being conditioned, just as Jesus warned, be careful in the last days, there's going to be a huge deception. Don't give in to spiritual deception. There are going to be people that say Jesus is here, Jesus is there. Jesus predicted this in Matthew 24, and here we have people like Oprah Winfrey saying that Jesus is within us, that we are the Christ, that we are all Christ. It's absolutely incredible.
It really is. In fact, if anybody's read Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, in the very end, she tells you what the secret is. You are God. Well, as ridiculous as it may seem, millions of Americans are accepting that. Carol, thank you so very much. We'll look forward to having you with us again real soon on one of our other programs. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And Hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed what Carol had to say. Of course, these books that she's talking about by Marianne Williamson, the others, they're channeled. They're channeled by demonic spirits. And there are many books that are channeled. The writings of Alice Bailey, the writings of Seth Speaks. Remember those books many years ago? The writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. So many books are channeled, and they're channeled by demonic spirits, which are not imaginary. They are very, very real. For we truly are involved in a spiritual battle, and remember that fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Fear the Lord. I mean, the idea that God is only love, if you read the Luciferian journals, I read them, Share magazine, S-H-A-R-E magazine, put out by Benjamin Krem, will tell you that God is only love. Well, if God is only love, then we don't need a Savior. We're not sinners. And of course, that totally negates the message of the Bible. Well, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, want to get our information on my talk on The Forbidden Secret. The DVD comes with a syllabus of The Forbidden Secret. You'll want to get our material on Rhonda Byrne's, featured by Oprah Winfrey. It's a 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're told in 2 Thessalonians 2 that in the latter days there will be a great falling away. And if you believe once saved, always saved, well, how do you correlate what it says in 2 Thessalonians with this gospel that so many Christians believe? But unfortunately, they are relinquishing their hope of salvation because they're going over to the dark side and accepting this idea that we, of course, can be gods. We are wonderful people. We are love. And if we'll simply turn our lives over to this force, this spiritual force, we'll get wealth and we'll get power and we'll get fame. And all you need to do is apply the law of attraction, which Oprah Winfrey supports through the writings of Rhonda Byrne's. All we need to do is think about wealth and it'll come. And ladies and gentlemen, many times it does. But of course, at the cost of your eternal salvation. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, look at the books, look at the DVDs, look at the 4-tape sets that we offer there, and get them and begin to understand what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're on the bridge of a financial collapse. We're on the bridge of World War III. Life is not going to go on as it has in the past. You better accept it. You better understand. Your job is to help us get the word out and to warn as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. Let me suggest my new DVD, The Planned Police State. The Planned Police State. Sydney, Alex Jones' excellent DVD on the end game goes into the Bilderbergers, the plan for population control and to kill millions of Americans and hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. Sydney, you want to get my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide? It's the DVD or VHS. My talk on planned population reduction. My talk on population control. You can go up on my internet site at Radio Liberty and pull down the population control agenda monograph. Understand there is a plan to kill billions of people in the United States and throughout the world. Billions of people. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245.